This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and the conspirators behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given the harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
The National Investigation Agency NIA has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police detained two hardcore terrorists associated with Bargam district under the stringent Public Safety Act. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan yesterday to discuss important issues related to military preparedness in response to the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy yesterday successfully carried out an anti-ship missile exercise and said that it is fully prepared for combat at any time, anywhere and in any manner to safeguard the maritime interest of the country. This anti-ship firing drill conducted by the Navy has revalidated the readiness of the platform, systems and personnel for conducting long-range precision offensive strikes. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India can fulfill its aim of being a $30 trillion economy in the next 25 years, only if it is fueled by healthy citizens. Addressing the World Health Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that every initiative and every scheme implemented by the government ends with improving the health and holistic development of its citizens.
Access to healthcare is something that we have been very, very conscious of in India, and the last few years have seen a tremendous growth in our own journey towards better quality of healthcare and a larger frame in which we can deliver healthcare to the citizens of India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the loss of lives in a road accident in Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. 10 people were killed and 4 injured in the accident when a speeding car collided with a motorcycle and subsequently plunged into a well. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and elected to bowl. And that's the end of this news bulletin.